Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord loves us and He speaks to us from His heart to our heart. Many years ago, the Lord told me, He said, when He started giving me specific things to say to people, words of wisdom, He said, and when I'm preaching, He said, when you're ministering to people, I'm not talking to their mind, I'm talking to their heart. That's where we govern everything. Whatever we are in our heart, that's what we will be. That's why if the heart is changed, eventually everything is changed. But unless the heart of man gets on board with God, he won't last. He won't walk according to the word of God. He won't be for God unless he's for God in his heart. The word of God is spiritually discerned. It can't be understood with the mind alone. The mind can be renewed if the word gets into the heart of man. The word must get into a man's heart before lasting change can be made. That's why it's so important to believe on Christ from the heart. From the heart, man believes unto salvation. Unto salvation is a phrase that I often thought about when I heard the gospel. People would try to get you to say the words, but if it's not from the heart, it's no good. It's not the words you say, it's what you mean. Do you mean that Jesus is my Lord, my Savior, my King? When that's in place, that means I'm willing to do right by God and by man. It means that I will do his word with all my ability. And I know that people have struggles, habits, attachments to this world, and they conquer them over time. But see, when you believe on Christ, you overcome the whole world. And all of your habits eventually can be destroyed. You have some things you have to work on. At the end of the day, you win. Many Christians wish they didn't smoke anymore. And if you fight it, you can win. Some wish they didn't drink anymore, and they struggle with that. But if you fight it, you can win. The strength of the fight is in the heart. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. This is why the enemy tries to frustrate us, to weaken us. See, when we're weakened and frustrated, we're not at our best. And we have to fortify. We have to build up what's in our heart. We have to build up the heart. You can mount up at your will. All you have to do is receive what God is saying. Receive the life of God's word. Now, sometimes people have a hard case problem. They may be a business owner. People depending on them, they're trying to make payroll, they got a lot of problems right now. And their attention is fixed on trying to make payroll and make sure they make good business decisions and try to make a payday for themselves if they can. This is serious. But if you do it, if you're not receiving God's strength, you're losing ground. You have to receive the strength of God's word to endure this life. Not only survive it, but also thrive in it. When I'm working on cars, I got my MP3 speaker playing, and I'm listening to the word over and over again. See, I have to work, so I have to study the word too. So I listen to it as I do the work I have to do. And it works out. It feeds my spirit, man. I'm able to minister because I minister often. But I'm not going to go dry. I have the same problems others have. I have to make money. I have to do things in my business. I have to manage my time. Everything is important. So I have to feed my spirit, and it's so much easier when the Lord give me the adjustments I need to make. Then I can make them. And then it helps me not to make foolish decisions. I get help from the Lord to not only not make foolish decisions, but make better decisions. Now, years ago, it wasn't that way. Years ago, I got into the rut of overworking, and I was trying to stay ahead. And even though I was listening to the word, my attention was fixed on what I was doing. I used to worry about how am I going to do this? I got to make so much money by this amount of time. And those kind of things draw you back. And I had to release that. I learned to release that and pay more attention to what God is saying. I'm doing the work at hand. I'm doing what I have to do. Because of the things that I did wrong, I learned from it. And see, just because you have a bad spirit don't mean you'll learn from it. It takes the strength of God's word to help you learn from something. And then I changed the dynamics of what I ordinarily do. The Lord gave me a protocol on how much to charge, the least amount I can charge. And he helped me to make the adjustments. Adjustments are not easily made. I want to make that clear. Following God works, but it's not always easy for you at specific times in your life to make the adjustment. You have to change what you're doing. What you do is in your habit system, because it's in your heart. Because something can be in your heart, it governs how you conduct your life. And if you don't change it at the heart level, it's not going to change much. Even if it's wisdom. It was a struggle for me just to charge more money when I needed to. I had to get out of my, the enemy would try to sear your conscience with a hot iron. And when in business, you have to charge enough to make a profit. Because you're doing work and you're going to stand behind. People expect you to stand behind your work and guarantee it. And you can't do that properly if you don't charge enough in the first place. If you're in business charging the rate that you will make on an hourly job, you're not going to be in business long, and your business is not going to function right. So there's some things you have to learn, and you have to get it in your heart. I was so strict on not cheating anybody that I was cheating myself. And I know that'll sound crazy to many people, but that, because of what was in my heart, it was a struggle. It doesn't matter what's in your heart. If it's there, it's big to you. And when you receive the word of God, and the word of God, you're receiving the knowledge of it and the wisdom of it. You're learning better. And then you're able to make better choices and judgments. But until that process happens, you're stuck with what's in your heart. And when it comes to sin, you got to get sin out. That's why when you believe on Jesus Christ, your sin nature is broken. You're forgiven. You have a brand new heart. Now fill it with the word of God. And in order to fit it with the Word of God, you have to study the Word of God or hear it. It's good. It's, when you read it, all of your attention is focused on the words that you read. But you have to control your imagination, because you can read the Word and think about your business or your problem or what somebody else is doing or your children or your wife. But when you study the Word and you focus on it, that's how you get the Word in your heart. So, now while I'm working, I'm concentrating on what I'm working on. So my attention goes back and forth from what I'm working on to the Word. So I don't always get the full benefit of listening to the Word. My spirit hears it, and it helps. And sometimes when I need something the most, I hear the scriptures being read. Alexander Scorpius reading the Word, and I'm used to his voice, so I've been listening to it. And I'm concentrating, but I hear something, and it captures my attention, and I rewind it and listen to it again. And then I ask the Lord my questions, and I receive what He's saying. And then there are new adjustments that I can make. This process goes on. Now, while I'm trying to do all these things, there's an enemy out there trying to set traps and devices against me. So I keep enough strength of God's Word to thrive in my life and overcome whatever He's doing. And when I have to minister somewhere, I pray over the country that I don't wait till I walk in the door to minister. I rebuke the spirit of blindness. I pray over the day. I fight a good fight so people can hear the Word. The Lord told me when you minister, bind the spirit of blindness, because He'll try to distract people from hearing the Word. And we can't let that happen. So it's important to follow God in all things. Pleasurable things is not the only avenue that the enemy gets a foothold in people's lives. He do things to aggravate you so that your heart will harden. If he can aggravate you enough, your heart will harden and you'll become ineffective. So you have to put out the fires that you started. You have to quench the fire of darkness. All the negative thoughts, all the evil thoughts, all the problematic thoughts that are trying to come your way. So I had to make some rules for myself. The Lord taught me how to love His people. I made some rules. Because people get in so much trouble over strife. I said, strife has no place in my life. I said, I'm not going to be in strife with anybody. I decided I love everybody and I forgive everybody. Now, when people do things that I don't like or do things against me, I immediately forgive them. I don't let what they do control how I respond to them. I use the strength of God's love to love them. And see, when people are acting out, that's when they need you the most to love them the most. And it works. It keeps me level. It keeps me in a state of reception to God's Word. It keeps me in a state to receive His strength, His wisdom, His counsel, His knowledge, His understanding. I start seeing things from a God's eye view, because I fill my heart with the Word, and the Holy Spirit can give me references that's based on the Word, and I can receive it easy. So my response is a reflection of what's in the heart, just like everybody else, but I'm being assisted by the Holy Spirit and not by my mind, not by somebody else's mind, not by the enemy's works. but by the pure words of the Holy Spirit. The true essence of God's word, am I being supplied with to be a blessing? And I'm willing to do it. So I thought about it. I said, Lord, what if my will changes? I don't ever want my will. I want to always have a mind to obey God in all cases and in all situations, even in areas that I'm not used to. So I thought about, what can I do to make sure that I don't fail in anything at any time? What if God wants to do something new that I'm not used to? We talked about this in Sunday school. We cling to what we're used to. Once God teaches us something and trains us, we're comfortable in that arena or that area or that way, method of doing something. And then the Lord show you a new method. And it's like starting all over. You don't have the experience. And I know that this will happen. It's happened before. And I would fail. I wouldn't follow through what God said. I'd go home and then regroup and come back stronger. But to prevent this from happening again, I said, one day the Lord's going to need me to make a choice and do something that he need me to do. And I got to jump on board. Now, I use the word jump on board because I understand that I may not be on board. I got to jump on board. I got to trust him. So I started saying with my mouth that I will do all that's in his heart. Whatever he says, my first priority. And I've been doing that over a year or two now. And I mean it every time. Because I want whatever the wisdom I need to act on in my heart. And I want to be willing to trust God when necessary. And it makes my life so much easier. It's easier to obey God when you say you're willing to. Whatever you want to change, start speaking it. And don't ever speak anything else. Speak what you need to govern your life, and it will get in your heart. If you can say it, you can do it. People that murder people, they say it at first. People that divorce their good husband or their good wife, they kept complaining about how frustrated they were, and they kept saying it, and eventually they did it, or they're going to do it. These things don't happen in one moment. It don't happen in one day. Most of the things that happen that's severely negative, it happens over a long period of time. Of speech. Wrong speech happens first. Before the murder, before the divorce, before the betrayal. Whatever people are focusing on, whatever they're speaking, whatever their logic is, they talk it up. Just like we do when we want to grow. But they say it to the negative. And it hardens their heart enough so that the wrong things are now in place in their heart, and now they'll act on it. Even Christians will do this. If you can say it, you can do it. But receiving God's word it leads to a rich and more perfect life. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is now. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.